Architecture sometimes needed, not every time, but God is always needed for us.
At Building Pictures, we believe that the future of architecture will be the identity of the place. And this is our podcast, No País dos Arquitetos, a territory where architectural conversations are an opportunity to get to know the architects, the projects, and the stories behind the Portuguese architecture of reference. My name is Sara Nunes, and today we are going to talk with Kengo Kuma and Rita Topa about the new Gulbenkian Garden. The podcast No País dos Arquitetos is sponsored by Philstone. Welcome, Kengo Kuma and Rita Topa, to the podcast.
Hi.
Hi, Sara.
Kengo Kuma is a renowned Japanese architect that connects traditional Japanese architecture and contemporary architecture. And the project that we are going to talk today is an example of that. And Rita Top is a Portuguese architect working at Kengo Kuma office. And I know she's working very hard and enthusiastic at the project that we are going to talk today. Is at her home country. This project is located at the Calouste Gulbenkian, that is a foundation located in Lisbon. And this foundation has a series of different buildings. And the curious thing is that the most iconic spaces are its gardens, designed by the Gonçalo Ribeiro Teles, that actually passed away last year, unfortunately. Your project also has two parts. One part is the refurbishment and extension of the Modern Art Center, and the second part is the South Garden. And it is curious that also in your project, the garden is the main character. What can we as architects learn from gardens to do better architecture, Kengo Kuma?
I think the garden is not part of this project. Garden is a protagonist of the project, because through the gardens we can feel the essence of nature, and through the experience from gardens, so we can learn many things. And especially the garden existing Gulbenkian foundation is amazing. My first impression to the garden is that it is not part of the building. It is protagonist of the project.
And to create a better relationship between the Modern Art Center and the new garden, you create a canopy inspired in the Engawa spaces from Japanese architecture. I was really curious to know what was these Engawa spaces. And when I founded these spaces, it was really exciting how you translate this into a contemporary language. Could you explain to our listeners what is an Engawa space and how are you going to translate it into a contemporary way?
Yes, in Japanese traditional architecture, often have Engawa space. The meaning of Engawa is in between space. From Engawa, people can get a view to the gardens. People can look at the gardens from the protected space. And also, the Engawa is creating shadow, and the shadows will make the harmony between gardens and building. In 20th century, when modernism movement came to Japan, the Japanese architects hoped to design Engawa. But now, I try to bring back the tradition of Engawa to contemporary building. The Engawa of Gulbenkian is very good example of future relationship between garden and building. So instead of the wall, which separates garden and interior, this Engawa space for Gulbenkian can connect the existing garden and contemporary art space. Our way of translating Engawa to contemporary building is Engawa with special experience. It's not only the in-between space. It is Engawa itself that can create special experience by the unique session and unique structure system. The new way of translating Angular to contemporary building. This is go beyond Japanese tradition, and this is go beyond modernism movement.
And it's interesting because these Engawa spaces are made of wood. And actually, this contemporary space that your interpretation of Engawa space is also made inside, it's made by wood. And you also have using wood in other projects. What have you learned from wood that you will apply in this project? And is the wood the solution for more sustainable architecture? So there are two questions.
Yeah, the 2 years wood is very important for the Gulbenkian project. So because building itself, the existing building itself is a concrete solid building, heavy building. Mm-hmm. And garden is very natural, and the trees and the soil and the leaves, so that kind of soft material. And Engawa should be in between the hard material and soft material. And then we chose the wood to reconcile the two opposite material.
You use a lot of wood in your architecture. And what have you learned from using wood all these years?
Yes, before the pandemic happened, I was designing wooden buildings, a lot of wooden buildings.
Yes.
Because I want to go beyond concrete building of modernism movement. But after COVID, everybody began to feel heavy concrete closed box cannot be the future material. Mm-hmm. In future, without going back to nature, we cannot survive anymore. This is a big lesson from COVID. After COVID, I feel strong energy from the people to push wood for the material.
I think very interesting because I was doing some research for this interview and you said something like people before were more interesting about the shape of the building and now people are questioning you about what is the material of the building. I think I thought that was very interesting that the people are more interesting. I'm more interested about the materials of the buildings.
Yes, before COVID, architecture design is a kind of game of making forms, so making shapes. But after COVID, the material will be the most important factors of architectural design. They use natural material which fit the place, which fits the environment, will be the critical point of architectural design.
And Rita, Dangawa space is covered in ceramic tiles. Does your Portuguese nationality have any influence on the choice of that material? And tell us, why do you choose that material?
Indeed, well, our inspiration indeed came from the Portuguese garden. You know, the tradition of having a fountain with the tiles that in turn comes from Arabic gardens. So that was like a reinterpretation of rethinking the material. And then, so, and as well, comes also with trying to work with local materials. So this is something that will happen in any local we're working. We're trying to work with the local craftsmen and, you know, bring what is the nature of the site. So that was like that was even in the beginning from the team was like something we needed to bring to the garden.
Yes, you all always have a great respect for local materials, the craftsmanship and the environment. And also, Kengo, you also have this respect about Japanese architecture that also is characterized by its great transparency. And you also bring that to the Modern Art Center. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the transparency is important, because transparency will can connect nature and building. In this as a Engava space, we try to minimize the structure of Engava. By this is a unique structural solution, we can get transparency. Transparency and lightness of the roof is connecting the garden and building.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting that nature also works as an element of architecture in this project. For instance, the element, the water well element. Explain us how you will be used in the project.
The interior exhibition space is always important for a museum, but the experience of the interior is reflected as influenced by the experience in the garden. And then the Engava can be the connectors of gardens and interior. And the garden itself, in the garden itself, we designed a special other element, the reflecting pond with the minimum edge, and as a very simple abstract fence and bench. And those elements is part of the artistic experience. This is our approach to the garden.
And yes, because the art are not going to be only inside, but outside. And you always trying to kind of destroy the boundaries that are between nature, art, and architecture. I feel like you always trying at this project to connect connect with people, connect with nature, connect with architecture. So destroying these boundaries that there are between them.
Yes, and yes.
And one of the goals of this project is to open the Modern Art Center at the South Gardens to the city. But at the same time, I think quite interesting is that you are creating in the garden spaces of intimacy. Can you tell us about that spaces and how you are planning to balance openness and intimacy?
Yeah, so we design some pockets in the gardens. We don't want to change the garden drastically, but we inserted the small intimate pocket in the garden. And in those pockets, the people can have a special experience, very intimate and deep experience in the garden. And this is a part of artistic tours of in the museum.
And Rita, I know that you have been working close to the project. The project now is under construction. And I wonder what kind of innovations and challenge are you facing in the construction process?
We're actually now in a quite exciting, interesting. So when we start seeing the things happening, but we are also doing a mock-up. We have a small mock-up in the garden, where we're testing different, sizes or expressions of the materials, so we can see on the site how it works. So that's been quite interesting to interact with the different teams, because suddenly all the the carpenter or the metal and the tiles, they all come together to make in particular the Engava, and so that's been it's not always smooth, so that is a challenge, and we're trying to find the best details. And so that's been quite an exciting phase right now.
Can you tell us what is the size of that that you are doing this test, just for the people imagine, the people who are hearing us?
It's actually people can visit on the site.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's a small corner of Engava. We have one small pillar, so you can see like a 3 to 4 meters mock-up the team has been doing. So actually the foundation wanted also to bring this to the public, that they're also part of this project in a way. And so to see the progress and see what are we trying to, we're proposing for the Engava.
Oh, great. It's great that the public already can see what is going on inside the construction, because this is a very beloved project from Lisbon. And Rita, what have you learned from Japanese architecture working with Kengo Kuma?
Well, that's a kind of deep question. There's so many layers. It's what we're saying now. Kuma-san was saying, and about the block. So we in Europe, we have a long tradition of building a volume. Mm-hmm. And so in Japan, in our office in particular, was like kind of deconstructing that into planes, that creates the space and, working rather with the void than with the solid. But in the end, this becomes really to, I think one of the key things is definitely listening to the site, so the site is really important for us. And also collaborating with the people that make the site. Mm-hmm. And so this is, I think, what really make us like eager to, keep doing new projects. And so this is really a thing I learned in the office.
Great. And Kengo Kuma, what have you learned about Portuguese architecture from doing this building?
As a not Portuguese, as a culture, and I learned many things from Portugal. I feel there's some similarity between the Japanese the tradition and Portuguese tradition. And nature is very important. Heart is very warm. And also material-wise, using some common material. The porcelain is very is a good example of that kind of similarity. In Portuguese, the tradition, mm-hmm. porcelain, ceramic is very, very important. It's the same as in Japan. And in that sense, the combination of ceramic roof and the wooden soffit is a kind of symbol of exchange between Portugal culture and Japanese culture.
Yes, the two architecture coming together in the same canopy.
yes. And I often visited Portugal, and I really enjoy the people's love for nature and people's sympathy to us.
How many times have you been to Gulbenkian?
Gulbenkian, the three times. But in other cities, there's many times I visited.
Ah, okay. Gulbenkian celebrated its fifth anniversary 2 years ago. And this project you are building, the future of Gulbenkian. What is your vision for the future of this place? What do you expect to be your legacy at Gulbenkian Gardens and Museum of Modern Art?
Yes, I hope the Gulbenkian shows the future of museum. I think as a museum in 20th century was only showing art, but as a museum for 21st century, the museum futures, can give us the special experience with nature. And as a Gulbenkian, as I want to show that kind of the future museum in this Gulbenkian place. Outdoor experience and semi-outdoor experience will be the more important after COVID. In COVID, people felt the risk of interior space, risk of enclosed space. Mm-hmm. And in Gulbenkian, people can enjoy the experience in semi-outdoor space, indoor space, and experience in the garden. It is very necessary after COVID.
Yes, it seems like the people awaked after COVID to this relation with nature, a better and more connected relationship. You said once that we live in an age of the garden, not the architecture. What do you mean by that?
Yes.
Maybe we don't need architecture?
I think as a architecture, sometimes needed, but not every time. But garden is always needed for us.
What do you want to teach to the future generations, and not only about architecture, but what do you want to leave as a legacy with your architecture?
I want to send a message to the younger generation that we living on the earth. We are not living in architecture. The most important thing for us is how to keep our environment, how to keep this earth. And as a Gulbenkian as a can be the one example of the future, as a coexistence with the earth and us.
Kengo Kuma and Rita, thank you very much for this conversation, for sharing with us more details about this wonderful project that is under construction, that will make part of Lisbon City. And thank you very much for reminding us how important our nature and how our architecture could help us to connect more with the nature. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Phil Stone joins the podcast No País dos Arquitetos, challenging all listeners to know and use in your architectural projects the stones of the company Phil Stone, the limestone and the granite that will help make your projects even more special. If you like this episode, find out more about this project on the Public Newspaper and on ArcDaily website. Leave your review and help us to promote Portuguese architecture. See you next week.